Hello and welcome to Living Hip, a lifestyle brand and podcast which helps you own your life and live your best life. Hi, I'm Pam Geyer. I'm your host and I'm here to walk with you through this thing called life. Let's face it, life can be both messy and magical, and that's the fact. So why not grab hold of your life? Why not own it all? Why not design it in a way that suits you and not the world around you? It is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to step into your greatness. It is time for you to bring along the parts of you that you've been trying to run away from. So we're going to grab our vulnerabilities. We're going to grab our vision and we are going to go and live authentically and unapologetically. Let's do this. All right. Welcome to the podcast. This is Pam Geyer. And on this episode, we are talking about seasons and specifically fall vibes. So one thing that I absolutely love, I've loved my entire life, are each of the seasons. I love them all. I love spring. It's renewal. I love summer. It's warmth. It's beach time. It is so many memories. And then the fall season is probably one of my favorites. And I'm going to talk about that shortly. And then of course, winter, the wonderful feelings. And when I think about the brand Living Hip, and I think about my own personal brand, feelings are everything, right? We want to feel good. We want to feel happy. We want to feel inspired. We want to feel connected. We want to feel like we belong. We want to feel empowered. We want to feel good. We want to feel energy. We want to feel community. We want to feel presence. We want to feel warm and fuzzies. And we want to feel love. So, a big part of this brand is your feelings. As we know, and as I will always share, it's not always about being way up and being happy 100% of the time, because that's just not real. So in every time I share this, I like to remind everyone that all the feelings matter. All the feelings. There are days where we wake up and it might not be a great day, or something could be going on in our life and it may not be great. But having the solid foundation and having a space and a place you can go to in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, that really connects with how magical life is and the wonderment of it all, is a really healthy place to be. So we're not saying that we don't have the feels, all the feels of overwhelm, stress, busy schedules, and Groundhog Day. Those things happen too. And this is even more reason to own your vibe, even more reason to wake up and practice the gratitude and do the good things. So for this episode, we are going to talk about fall vibes, because building great memories, building good beliefs, and building the spirit around fall will not only serve you this season, but I promise you it's going to serve you the rest of your life, because I still feel the same feelings that I felt when I was younger. And now they adapt to my world now. So some of these things never go out of style. It's all about the feelings you want to feel. And what I crave, I crave this. I love this feeling all the time. And in the fall, I'm going to just accent that it's even more of that. But comfort is a huge, I mean, who doesn't want to feel comfort? Yes, we should step out of our comfort zone and we should do things. But also, let's not underestimate the beauty of peace, the beauty of joy, the beauty of comfort. And comfort at home. I'm a homebody. I love being home. I love my home. I love just, you know, family, home, and creating a home that the kids feel good about. And I've watched my kids their whole life. They love coming home. They love, you see their shoulders drop. And that's what I used to do when I would walk in the door when I was their age. But home is a beautiful space, and I don't care if your house is big or small, it doesn't matter. A room is a home. And part of the fall vibe is creating those places and spaces that warm your heart, that bring you comfort, that inspire you. So the fall vibes happen all around us. Okay. It's not a fake thing. Don't go on Instagram looking at this one, look at her with her pumpkin spice, blah, blah, blah. That might be inspirational for you, but I want you to come back to you. You have that inside of you. You create your own fall vibes, and you create that look, feel, and emotion that brings you joy. So in the fall, I say this every season because I love every season, but I love a new season and I love this time of year. So as I'm recording this, it is September, but certainly this can apply to your whole fall or even winter season. It is that anticipation. It's September and I live in New England, so it is gorgeous here. It is sunny. It is warm. We've got the cool nights. There's that anticipation. It's football season. Kids are back to school. It is all of it. Now, for those of you that are moms and you're busy and you've got that full calendar, I totally appreciate that. That's where you are. That's where life is. And I lived, that was my life for 2 decades. And now I'm an empty nester. And so now I just happen to have more time. But nothing has changed. I've done these things throughout my life. And it is really that fall vibe, like really loving the season. And that can show up in different ways. It could show up in, but I want to remind you, it's all a feeling. It's all your spirit. Okay. I'm going to point out a few things that you can do or a few things that bring on that vibe, but make no mistake, the vibe is inside of you. In my job, or why I am recording this, is to inspire you to bring it out of you even more. It's this incredible feeling. It is authentic to you, and it truly can make an ordinary day extraordinary. Okay. So the fall vibes are all about, I'm going to go right through the list. Let's talk about the wardrobe first. There's nothing like a chunky sweater weather, as they say. And if you've seen the skit from Saturday Night Live, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I'm outdating myself here, but big chunky sweaters. There's nothing like it on a cool autumn day. So you've got the big chunky sweaters. It's time for jeans, whether they be boyfriend jeans, tight jeans, maybe you need your loose jeans, whatever jeans, doesn't matter, but a good pair of jeans. Maybe you've got the boots. Maybe you've got just like the fall shoes, whatever it is, that feels good. Is it a nice warm scarf on a chilly day? The sun is shining, or maybe even the wind is blowing. There are leaves circling everywhere. Right now, as I'm recording this, that is not the case, but it will be. And I know that in my mind, that spirit, that energy, that feel good vibe. There is beauty everywhere around you, no matter where you live in the country. Here in New England, we are blessed with absolute beauty in all four seasons. But I know many areas of the country and in the world have that same beauty, and it might present itself in a different way. It's really being aware of what's around you. It's being present. It's being mindful. It's looking for the beauty, the simple joy, the simple beauty in each day. It's the tree with the leaves falling. It's the smell of the leaves on the ground as you crunch, 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 walk through them. It is that feeling. It's that vibe. It also happens not only in your wardrobe, which there's nothing like that chunky sweater. Maybe it's a hat, maybe it's a scarf, whatever it is, jeans, boots. It's also in what we're eating and drinking. And that, you know, I have to say for fall, it's comfort food. I know it's comfort food. So we try and eat healthy, but you know me, I'm a big, big believer of progress over perfection. So, but it's in the yummy foods we eat, and hopefully they're the delicious nutrient rich dishes, but soup is a big one. There's nothing like a great cup of soup on a chilly day. So speaking of chili, how about some chili? There's nothing like making a pot of chili on football Sunday, or sometimes I make it before the weekend because let's face it, it tastes better 1 or 2 days later. And that's for the weekend. It's for the football game. It's for whatever. Other foods, maybe you like the vegetables in the winter that are more like sweet potato, or those that are just adding warmth. So the food is all there. Okay, we're pumpkin spice. I know, let's get straight to that. So not only is it the food we're eating, whether it's a pumpkin spice or a cinnamon donut, or just maybe you make healthy ones that are gluten-free, whatever it is, those little treats go a long way this season. It's also not only what we're eating, but what we're drinking. I think warm beverages are so healing. So they're so, oh, I just love it. I love my morning coffee. So I'm a big coffee person. And tea during the day on a cool day. I know when I've come into the house, if it's chilly outside, coming in and having some tea, or having tea at night as a ritual, is just a really, really good practice. So I think the warm beverages are big ones. So anytime I go for a drive, and in the fall, I love to stop and get myself maybe a coffee. It might be some other type of warm beverage, and it just feels good. Treat yourself. Enjoy it. Get what you like. And, you know, fill yourself up with that. It's that warm cup. I love the ritual of that. I love the ritual of just like enjoying it and being mindful of it. And you can turn that into not just, oh, I got to grab a coffee, I've got to go do this, or I've got to make a cup of tea and I'm going to do this, like really being the ritual of it, because that's where the magic happens. That's where the beauty is. And it's so enjoyable. So those are your beverages. Now I'm going to talk about, this is something no one talks about. You're going to hear first here on my podcast, but I will talk more about it once I get really brave, because I work for a company, a clean beauty company, and we tell everybody how to pick cleaner products. People talk about cleaning household products and then clean eating and all the food we eat. And I'm going to talk about clean drinking. And some of you, your jaws might be dropping right now, I don't mean wines that don't have sulfites and, you know, the brands out there toting that they're clean. I'm talking about drinks and beverages that, you know, are not going to make you feel like shit the next day. And so what I've learned in middle age and beyond is that, you know, those drinks that I used to love in my 20s and 30s are just, they don't sit with me. I don't sleep well. I don't do all of these things well. So clean drinking is that coexistence of, if it's happy hour, or if it's Friday or Saturday night, or if it's dinner, it's that you enjoy your clean drink. So this is for the people that are either, I don't use this word to describe myself, but sober, or are curious about, they want to cut back. Because I know the pandemic really presented a lot of over drinking, and so clean drinking is your opportunity to clean up your act. Meaning, do you have to give it up forever? For my audience, no, not until you really need to, or you really want to, is the desire, right? But to feel comfortable in your own skin, to know that you can have whatever beverage you want. And when you choose a clean one, that means without alcohol, that means you're going to feel amazing that night. You're going to sleep incredibly well. And guess what? Your happy hour comes in the morning. So I'll be talking more about clean drinking because it's so misunderstood socially. And trust me, those of you that love to drink, I understand. I have loved to drink most of my adult life, not all of it. And what I found is that it just after middle age, in my 40s and beyond, it just never felt as good as I thought it did. And so I think it's crazy that we don't talk about clean drinking and removing the alcohol, even if it's for a period of time, to feel really good. It's like, it's not deprivation. It feels amazing. So this fall, I hope that you take on not only the menu of great foods for the fall, but also clean drinking as well. Sure, some of you will have your tailgate moments and this and that, but I'm telling you, there are so many options out there. You will have an even better time. So I'm going to talk about more about that, but let's get back to fall. Fall is also the events in the season. Okay, we talked about football season. Football season is a big one. If you go to high school games or maybe you could be youth football. I know my husband and I spent many, many years in youth football, then high school football. I personally love college football. That's my favorite. And then, of course, pro football. And when you're from New England, the Patriots, which the rest of the country and world don't love, but there are people. But it's all about that football season and that hunkering down and whether it's going to a game, a tailgate, whatever fun it is, or doing it at home with a fire going. So it's football season. It's also the season for day trips. So let's talk about the day trips, especially for families. But I know this is how it was growing up. We always got a pumpkin. We got a pumpkin for the front porch. We carved the pumpkin. And my kids always would carve their pumpkins and I always try to bake something that was cinnamon or, like that in the fall as well. Not every day, maybe once a week to just have that scent in the home and that warm feeling. So those are some things at home, but the events outside of your home and your field trips, the pumpkin patch, going to get that pumpkin. Maybe you're going apple picking. Maybe you're going to bake something with those apples that's typically what I would do. And it was apple crisp most of the time. But you're going to do some fun fall activities. Now, if you're single I used to do this, I'd still go. I'd go with a friend or I'd go with a boyfriend or whatever it is. You go and you go to the pumpkin patch, have some warm cider. Get that fall vibe on, go in the little, I know a lot of the orchards or the farms or wherever it is that you go that invites you to come in either apple pick, and they all have little shops and there's all sorts of neat local finds in those shops. Treat yourself, find some things that you love. I know for my kids would go get the pumpkin. Of course, the apples, would go on a hayride, would have those donuts are to die for, the apple cider donuts. Oh my goodness. And then of course, some hot cider, which is such a treat. It's that fall vibe. It's that feel good. And it's that, you can just smell it. You can taste it. You can see it and be in it. So carve out time for you and your family to enjoy that special time together. Because now, as an empty nester and with grown children, I can tell you the hockey practices, the soccer practices, the crazy family busy schedule, which I signed up for then, is not as important as that trip to the orchard and that trip for your family and that fall time as a family Family Fall Fun. In fact, my community used to do a day like that and would go check it out. So that's a lot of fun. And long walks in the woods, whether it's with your dogs or your kids or whatever it is, especially in fall with the falling leaves and the crunch, 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 that's another feel-good vibe. And there are certainly other things. It's just getting in nature. It's getting outside. It's feeling the crisp weather, the sun shining in within. You have such a warm glow, and that's authentic. It's not created because you're having a hot toddy. It's not created because you're like at this party or whatever. Let it come from inside. Let it be you. Let you be present and enjoy this incredible, magical time of year. So I hope this inspires you this autumn to get your fall vibes, living hip, feeling good vibes going. Every day is a new opportunity to feel that. I love to get into my car in the fall, like the leaves falling, listening to music, driving this time of year. I think about my kids and their own experiences and, you know, they love fall and they love, you know, just like, it's funny, the smell of fire at night. And at home, we have either a fire going, and if you don't have a fireplace, maybe it's a candle glowing, whatever it is, bring that glow into your life, bring that spirit. I grew up in a home where that was kind of the way it was, and it wasn't made up. It was just real. We didn't have much. We literally did not have much, but what we did have and what my mom and dad provided was this incredible spirit, this incredible energy, this love, and this feeling. And you don't have to have everything. Nope. Doesn't matter what you have. It matters how you are. It matters that you own it, that you embrace it, that you feel it and bring it out into the world. So get on your fall vibe. Get on your boots, jeans, and big chunky sweater and go out there and get your autumn on. Pumpkin spice or something nice, doesn't matter. Just go do it. All right, let's do this. All right, well, thanks guys for listening in to Living Hip. This is your host, Pam Geyer. I love that you're listening in and you're part of this movement. So Living Hip is a lifestyle brand. It's about you living the life that you desire and dealing with your discontents. It's a little bit of both, right? But beyond that, it's about women rising up, being better to themselves and being better to each other. Because I'm convinced when women take better care of themselves, show up as their authentic self unapologetically, and support each other in a positive way and build each other up, we will be unstoppable. And that is the movement. And I'm so glad you're here. So thanks for listening in. To learn more information about any courses or membership with Living Hip, you can go to my website. It is livinghip.com. Thanks.